FMR at the Movies with Nick Plummer.
Yes, it most certainly is, and I most certainly am. Welcome to the official feel-good start to your weekend. Now, shall we start a fine music radio program with Lynyrd Skynyrd? Hey, it's Friday. Why not? Released in 1974 by American rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama has been used in a number of movies, including Forrest Gump, Despicable Me, and the 1997 action thriller Con Air. Now, you may not have heard of Gladys Aylward, but she was a tenacious British missionary in China during the Second Sino-Japanese War, which was effectively the beginning of World War II in Asia. The story of her stubbornness and unwavering determination was told in the 1958 movie The Inn of the Sixth Happiness. Malcolm Arnold's theme from The Inn of the Sixth Happiness. Now, every now and then on FMR at the Movies, we like to honour the great songs that have been written as movie theme songs, which have gone on to become all-time classics. Last week, we had Dame Shirley Bassey with the title song to Goldfinger, which was the third film in the James Bond franchise. So this week, we'll have another Welsh belter, Sir Tom Jones, with the title song from the fourth movie in the Bond franchise, Thunderball. Now, according to Bond legend, and who are we to disagree, Jones actually fainted in the recording booth after he sang the long, high, final note. I'm inclined to believe that.
She always runs while others walk.
while other men just talk. He looks at this world and wants it all. So he strikes like thunderbolt. Success. His needs are more, so he gives less. They call him the winner who takes all, and he strikes like thunder. Any woman he wants, he'll get. He will break any heart without regret. His days of asking are all gone. His fight goes on, and but he thinks that the fight is worth it all. So he strikes like thunder.
Breathe, man, breathe. Tom Jones, in typically understated fashion, with Thunderball. Over the years, there have been at least four films with the title Deception, and all of them with different storylines. There was a 2013 English-language Italian thriller starring Geoffrey Rush and Donald Sutherland, a French drama from 2021, a 2008 erotic thriller with Ewan McGregor and Hugh Jackman, and the 1946 film noir starring Bette Davis and Claude Rains, with a score by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. Eric Wolfgang Korngold's score to Deception. Having told you that there's at least four films called Deception, there is only one called The Godfather. Now, yes, I know there have been parts two and three, but let's not get picky. Unlike so many other movies, I'm guessing that Francis Ford Coppola's original movie from 1972 was so perfect that nobody has ever dared to remake it. Guitarist John Williams with a fabulous arrangement of Nino Rota's timeless love theme from The Godfather. a question for you. What is a gentleman thief? Well, generally, such a person is defined by impeccable manners, charm, courtesy, and the avoidance of physical force or intimidation when plying his trade. They often have a stack of cash to begin with, so their thievery is probably purely just for the thrill of the act itself. On the big screen, you could count the following as gentlemen thieves: Thomas Crown, A.J. Raffles, Charles Lytton, brilliantly portrayed by David Niven in the Pink Panther movies, and Arsène Lupin. Debbie Wiseman's score to the 2004 French crime adventure movie Arsène Lupin, The Gentleman Thief. Two more gentleman thieves could be Henry Gondorf and Johnny Hooker, names you may not immediately recognize, but if I told you they worked together on screen and were played by Paul Newman and Robert Redford, respectively, in the 1973 box office smash of a heist caper directed by George Roy Hill and called The Sting, you'd probably go, oh yeah. Marvin Hamlisch won the Oscar for his adaptation of Scott Joplin's Rags for The Sting, and we've just heard The Sublime Solace.
FMR at the Movies.
In 2004, the romantic period drama Stage Beauty was released. Set in the 17th century, the film was inspired by the actor Ned Kynaston, who was famous for his portrayal of female characters. And the story revolved around the campaign led by Nell Gwynn to ban men from playing female roles and to allow women to act in public. The score was by George Fenton. George Fenton's score to stage beauty. In 2012, Swedish director Malik Bendigul created a documentary film that chronicled the efforts of two Capetonians in the late 1990s who were trying to find out if the rumored death of American musician Sixto Rodriguez was true, and if not, to discover what had become of him. Searching for Sugar Man received widespread acclaim. Even the rather staid Roger Ebert gave it a glowing review.
Sugar Man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar Man met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal. Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar Man, you're the answer that makes my questions disappear. Sugar Man, 'cause I'm weary of those double games I hear. Sugar Man, Sugar Man, Sugar Man, Sugar Man. Sugar Man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar Man met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal. Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke.
Styx Rodriguez and Sugar Man from the 2012 soundtrack to Searching for Sugar Man. We'll continue with a little more singing and a song that was originally used as the main theme song for the 1995 Disney Pixar animated movie Toy Story and has since become a major musical component for the sequels. Written and performed by Randy Newman with additional vocals by country singer Lyle Lovett, You've Got a Friend in Me.
You got a friend in me. when the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
If you got troubles,
I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
We stick together, we can see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me. Other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am,
bigger, stronger too,
baby,
but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy.
And as the years go by,
our friendship will never die.
You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Randy Newman and La Lovett with You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story. Now, from 1989, here's Patrick Doyle's very first film score to Kenneth Branagh's very first film as a director, Henry V. the music that accompanies the end of Act 4 in Kenneth Branagh's Henry V, written by Patrick Doyle. And just like that, it's nearly time to go time. But not before we've heard from another great Shakespearean movie composer, this time writing for a war movie, the first of the few. Here's Sir William Walton's Spitfire Prelude and Fugue. The Spitfire Prelude and Fugue, written by Sir William Walton for the 1941 movie The First of the Few, which celebrated the work of Reginald Mitchell, who was the designer of the Supermarine Spitfire fighter plane. I'm Nick Plummer. Chocks away and all that. Be prepared for another low pass the next time FMR goes to the movies. Pip, pip, lads.
Yeah.